Hello, church family in Christ.
早上好，神家的弟兄姊妹们。
It's such a great joy gathering in the house of God.
能在这里，在神的家里一起聚集，是何等快乐的事情。
And we are glad that to share with one another in the warmth of God's love.
我们很高兴的和众位一起的来，分享神的爱。
And today we also grab the opportunity to share in the fellowship of believers.
今天也是我们信主的人一起的来，分享主内团契的时间。
And at the same time, we are open our hearts and our minds to the wisdom.
今天呢，也让我们一起的把我们的心、我们的思想向着神的智慧打开。
And this wisdom can be found in the Holy Bible, the Word of God.
这个智慧只有在神的话语里面能够寻找到。
And we are here to learn, to grow, and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and mindsets.
我们在这里来学习，来成长，也借着神的话语改变我们的心思意念，以至于我们整个人得到翻转。
A pastor is invited to preach in the church, and this is his first time speaking to the congregation in that church.
有一位牧师呢，被邀请到一个教会去讲道。这个呢是他第一次去那个教会讲道。
As he stands in the pulpit to begin with his sermon,
当他站在讲台上要开始讲道的时候呢
，and he wanted first of all check on the sound effect, so he tapped on the microphone.
他呢想看看这个音响是不是设置好了，所以呢他就轻轻的拍了一下麦克风
，and to make sure that it was on.
他想看看麦克风是不是打开了。
Since he heard nothing, and even though it was working fine,
虽然呢这个麦克风是打开的，但是呢他没有听见什么声音。
So he leaned closer to the microphone.
他就呢靠近麦克风。
And said, "There's something wrong with this thing."
他嘴巴里面呢就讲说，这东西好像不大对头啊。
This congregation are well-trained church people.
这一帮的会众呢，是一帮很熟悉教堂的规矩的会众。
So they immediately responded, and also with you.
他们就立刻回应说，你也是。
That's just a joke.
这个只是一个玩笑。
But according to the passage for today, we find that Jesus rebuked his disciples.Because they did say something wrong.
今天呢，我们要学的经文呢，就看到主耶稣呢责备他的门徒，因为他的门徒呢说了一些不对的事情。
Our passage for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 to 56.
今天我们要讲到的经文呢，是在路加福音的第九章五十一到五十六节。
And in this passage, we see Jesus setting out for Jerusalem.
在经文里面呢，我们看到说耶稣定意向耶路撒冷去。
In verse 51, it says, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
在第五十一节呢，他说耶稣定意向耶路撒冷去。
The word resolutely set out for is literally set his face to go.
定意的意思呢，就是说把脸对着。
And set his face is a Hebrew idiom, which means that one is determined to do something, and nothing is going to stop him.
把脸对着呢是希伯来话里面的一个成语，就是说某一个人呢坚定的要做某件事情，没有什么能够阻挡他。
Jesus is setting out for Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the place where Jesus will die on the cross and resurrect from the dead.
主耶稣呢定义的向耶路撒冷去，而耶路撒冷就是他要在十字架上受死并且复活的地方。
And Jesus was resolute to going to Jerusalem, even though he knew that this journey will ultimately cost his life.
主耶稣呢，他定义的要去耶路撒冷，虽然他知道在这个地方这一去呢，他要付上生命的代价。
How determined are we willing to do the work that needs to do, regardless of what it might cost us?
我们有多大的决心要去做那些该做的事情，无论代价如何？
Are we determined to follow Jesus Christ, regardless of the cost?
我们是不是也是决意的要跟随耶稣，不管代价有多大？
Are we as Christians determined to share the good news of salvation with others, regardless of the cost?
我们基督徒是不是定义的要传讲福音，不管代价有多大？
Are we as Christian parents determined to raise our children to know Jesus Christ regardless of the cost?
我们基督徒的父母们是不是定义的要把孩子带到主耶稣面前，让他们认识主耶稣，不管代价有多大？
Winners never quit.
得胜者从不放弃。
And quitters never win.
放弃的人绝对不会得胜。
Determination keeps us moving forward.
决心呢，就让我们一直往前行。
Determination is about staying focused on a goal.
有决心就是一直的专注在定睛在目标上面。
And what happens if we run into obstacles on the path to our destination?
那在我们奔向目标的这个过程当中遇到阻碍怎么办呢？
We either push through the obstacles in front of us, or we make a new path.
我们要不呢就是克服面前的阻碍，要不然呢就是另外新开一条道路。
The Bible always exhorts us to be steadfast.
圣经呢总是教导我们要坚定，要下定决心。
Even Apostle Paul said, "Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." 1 Corinthians 15:58.
使徒保罗呢也这样说，常常极力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。这是哥林多前书15:58。
Jesus was determined and focused on his purpose.
主耶稣呢，他决意的、定义的、专注在他的目标上。
And this reflects of Jesus' faithful commitment to God's mission.
这就反映了主耶稣对神差派给他的使命的全然委身。
Please let me share with you a missionary story.
让我跟你讲一个传教士的故事。
Robert Morrison, the missionary to China.
马里逊是到中国去的传教士。
Robert Morrison was born in England in the year of 1782.
马里士他是1782年在英国出生。
And he was the first Protestant missionary pioneer to China.
他是第一位基督教到中国的传教士。
Before going to China as a missionary, he spent time and worked hard in studying medicine and Chinese language in London.
在他去中国之前呢，他花了很多时间努力地学习医学和中文，在伦敦学习医学和中文。
Following his ordination in January 1807, he sailed for China by way of North America.
在1807年，他案例了以后呢，他立刻就出发乘船，取到北美去中国。
And you may ask why North America?
你可能会问说，为什么要绕到北美来呢
？Why not directly to China？
为什么不直接就去中国呢
？It is because at that time the East India Company didn't allow missionaries in China, so they refused to take them on their ships.
因为在那个时候，英国的东印度公司呢，他们不允许中国的传教派中国派传教士到中国，所以呢，他们拒绝让传教士搭乘他们的船。
So starting from England, Morrison traveled westward to North America.
所以呢，马里逊呢，他从英国出发，他向西行到了北美。
And he eventually arrived in China in September the same year.
他终于在同一年，就是1807年的9月到达中国。
When Morrison was in America, he was interviewed and asked by someone.
当他在北美停留的时候呢，有人采访他，问他了一个问题。
Someone asked him if he really expected to make an impression on the people who worship idols in the Greek Chinese Empire.
有人问他说，你真的相信你能够影响到那些拜假神的中国人吗？
Morrison boldly said, "No, sir, but." I expect God will.
他勇敢地对人说，他说，我相信我不能，但是我的神能。
The East India Company that wouldn't take him to China, however, hired him as a translator, in 1809.
在1809年，就是东印度公司呢，虽然没有带他来中国，但是呢，他们在1809年的时候聘请他做他们的翻译人员。
So in this way, they give him a legal reason for remaining in China.
这样呢，他就有了一个在中国居留的一个合法的理由。
In 1813, he completed a translation of the New Testament Bible into Chinese.
在1813年的时候呢，他完成了把新约从英语翻译成中文的工作。
And it was published in the following year.
第二年呢，就这个书呢就出版了，新约中文新约呢就出版了。
Then his three-volume Chinese to English dictionary was also completed in 1823.
在1823年的时候呢，他的三卷本的汉英字典呢也完成了。
In addition to the above mentioned, he translated Christian hymns and a prayer book into Chinese language.
除了这些工作呢，他还把基督教的诗歌和祈祷书呢，从英文呢翻译成中文。
And he also wrote and published gospel tracts and articles.
而且呢，他还写了一些，并且发表了一些福音的小册子和文章。
Morrison spent a total of 27 years in China, much of it alone.
马里逊呢，在中国呢。总共度过了27年的时间，多数的时间呢，他都是一个人的。
His wife and his two children died and buried in China.
他的妻子和两个孩子呢，都在中国去世，并且埋葬在中国。
And he eventually died in 1834, and he was also buried in China.
他在1834年的时候呢去世，也被埋葬在中国。
China is Robert Morrison's mission field, which is thousands of miles away from the land of his birth.
中国是马里逊的宣教的工厂，这个工厂呢，离他出生的地方呢有千里之遥。
Despite all kinds of opposition and rejection, Robert Morrison dared to remain preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in the mission field.
虽然马里逊面对着很多的反对和拒绝，但是呢，他勇敢地继续地传讲福音。
He returned to England on his one and only furlough in 1824.
在1824年的时候呢，他第一次也是唯一的一次回到英国休假。
And that year was 17 years after his first arrival in China.
那个时候呢，他从他距离他第一次到中国呢，已经是17年了。
It's all because of his determination that sustained his decades-long ministries in a foreign land.
就是因为他有这个定义，他就能够在一个陌生的一个土地上面从事他的事工几十年。
That's the thing about determination.
这就是决心。
Determination helps us keep going regardless of what the obstacles are in front of us.
决心使我们继续地往前，不管我们碰到什么样的阻碍。
In the same passage today, we also see the Samaritans rejecting Jesus and his disciples to enter their village.
在今天经文里面，我们也看到，撒玛利亚人呢，他们不让耶稣和他的门徒经过他们的村庄。
They did not welcome Jesus.
他们不欢迎耶稣。
They did not want to receive him.
他们不想接待他。
It's a trial.
这是一个试炼。
It's a hard time.
也是一个艰难的时刻。
We also find that the disciples' reaction to the Samaritan's rejection is also instructive.
我们也从他的门徒对这个拒绝的反应当中呢，我们可以有所学习。
These disciples want to call down fire from heaven to destroy those people who reject Jesus.
这两位的门徒呢，想从天上叫火降下来，烧灭这些拒绝耶稣的人。
We should know that nobody goes through life without facing rejection and opposition.
我们知道没有一个人他在他的一生当中没有碰到过拒绝或者是反对的。
These things may happen in almost everywhere.
这种拒绝和反对可能发生在任何地方。
This will include family, community, workplaces, and mission fields, and so on.
在可能这些事情发生在家庭、在社区、在工作的场所，或者是在事工的工厂上面。
We may agree that the experience with opposition, rejection, and even hatred is not easy to cope with.
我们当然都知道，经历这些反对和拒绝不是一件容易的事情。
And some of us may often wonder how Jesus coped with adversities.
我们当中有些人可能会想说，那主耶稣是怎么样对待这个抵挡反对的呢？
Because certainly Jesus had to face this.
因为主耶稣肯定也要面对这些啊。
But Jesus moves and traveled around the land and meeting with many, many people groups.
主耶稣当年，他在不同的地方在传讲，来到处的旅行传讲，遇见不同的人群。
Jesus always had to preach messages such as loving others and being a peacemaker.
他常常要传讲，相爱的信息，也传讲要成为成就和平的人的信息。
How did Jesus continue to be self-confident in his mission when he was rejected by the Samaritans?
这一次当他被撒玛利亚人拒绝的时候，他怎么样保持继续对他的事工充满信心的呢？
How did Jesus handle with this adversity?
他怎么样来对抗，怎么样来对付，怎么样来处理这样子的反对呢？
And what is important to notice is that in the face of criticism and rejection, Jesus never asked the following questions.
非常值得注意的是，在主耶稣在面对批评和拒绝的时候，他从来不问以下的问题。
He never asked,Can I live with this rejection?
他从来不会问说，我受得住这些拒绝吗？
Do I let other people's negative judgment intimidate me from the mission that I was called and sent to do?
我要不要让这些人的这些负面的反应恐吓到我，以至于我不要去做神所召我要做的工作吗？
Jesus never, never asked such questions.
主耶稣从来从来没有问过这样的问题。
Jesus just stayed focused on the mission that he was called by God to do.
他只是专注的，保持专注在神呼召他做的事情上面。
In verse 53, it says, "But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem."
在第五十三节是这样说的：那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。
You may want to know what's wrong with Jesus heading for Jerusalem.
你也许会问说，为什么他们会因为他面向耶路撒冷去？这个有什么错吗？
It is because Samaritan and Jews were not in good terms with each other.
我们知道说，当时撒玛利亚人和犹太人呢，他们相处的并不好。
According to Gospel of John, chapter 4 and verse 9, it says, Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
在约翰福音的四章九节，约翰呢告诉我们说，犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
Because Jesus was going to Jerusalem presumably for worship, so the Samaritans would not welcome him traveling through their villages.
因为主耶稣是朝着耶路撒冷去，所以呢，应该他要是去敬拜的，所以撒玛利亚人呢就不欢迎他穿过他们的村子。
So,The Samaritans did not want to provide Jesus and his disciples any hospitality.
所以呢，撒玛利亚人呢不想向耶稣和他的门徒表示任何的友好。
Sorry, no bed and breakfast.
他们就说对不起，不提供食宿。
No coffee, no muffin.
没有咖啡，也没有 muffin.
When disciples James and John saw the Samaritan rejection, they asked Jesus.
当雅各和约翰看到撒玛利人拒绝耶稣的时候呢，他们就问耶稣说
：“They ask, Lord, do you want us to call the fire come down from heaven to destroy them？”
他们说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗
？”According to what is written in the Gospel, Jesus called James and John sons of thunder.
根据我们从福音书里面呢，我们知道耶稣呢曾经叫雅各和约翰呢叫他们雷子。
Presumably because of their bad tempers and violent personalities.
很可能是因为他们的脾气比较暴躁，而且可能有暴力倾向。
And these people were fishing partners with Peter until Jesus called them to follow him.
他们在跟随耶稣之前呢，他们和彼得呢一起是渔夫打鱼。
And now they are part of Jesus' inner circle, which also include Peter.
现在呢，他们是最靠近主耶稣的人这个小圈子当中的一位当中的成员。那彼得也是这个小圈子的成员。
We record that Elijah, the Greek prophet, called down fire from heaven on two occasions.
我们知道这个先知以利亚呢，曾经有两次从天上降火下来。
Once Elijah called down fire from heaven, and the fire consumed the altar and that he had built and the sacrifice that he had placed in on the altar.
有一次呢，以利亚呢叫火从天上降下来，烧灭了他为神所建的祭坛以及祭坛上面的祭物。
On another occasion, Elijah called fire from heaven and it consumed two military captains and their soldiers.
第二次呢，是以利亚让火从天上降下来，烧灭了两个五十夫长和他们的士兵。
At that time, knowing that Jesus is a prophet sent by God, James and John both said, "Why don't we just call fire from heaven and consume the village?"
在那个时候呢，雅各和约翰呢知道耶稣是神所差派来的先知，所以呢，他们就问他说，为什么我们不能叫火从天上降下来烧灭这个村子呢？
Do you know what the response was?
你知道主耶稣的反应是什么吗？
According to verses 55 and 56, Jesus turned and rebuked them.
你知道他的反应是在五十五节里面说，主耶稣转身来责备他们。
And said, "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's life, but to save them."
并且说，人子来不是要灭人的性命，乃是要救人的性命。
And in some years later, Apostle John also said, "God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him."
有多年以后呢？使徒约翰呢也这样写过，神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 17.
这是在约翰福音的三章十七节。
Please take note that the term rebuke that Jesus said is quite a strong word in Greek language.
请注意，耶稣在这里用的这个责备这个词呢，在希腊语言里面呢是一个很强的一个词。
And this term rebuke basically means stop it, don't you do that?
责备这个词呢，它的意思就是很强，意思是说不要说了，不要做了。
It seems part of the reason Jesus was angry with the two disciples was that they totally misunderstood Jesus' mission.
主耶稣对他们两位门徒生气的一部分原因是，他们两位门徒完全不理解神，耶稣到这个世界上来的使命。
Jesus never intended to come and demonstrate his power through destruction and hurting.
主耶稣来世上并不是要通过毁灭和伤害来彰显他的能力。
Let's remember Jesus' instructions.
让我们来记得神的教导。
Jesus responded strongly to James and John because he had already instructed them to love their enemies.
主耶稣这么强烈的回应雅各和约翰，是因为他已经教导过他们要爱他们的仇敌。
And Jesus had also taught them not to judge others.
主耶稣呢也教导过他们不要论断人。
Moreover, Jesus has given the disciples clear instruction on how to deal with rejection.
而且主耶稣呢也教导过他们如何面对拒绝。
When they were being rejected while preaching the gospel, Jesus told them to shake the dust off their feet as a testimony responding to the rejecters.
当他们出去传福音被拒绝的时候呢，主耶稣告诉他们说，要把脚上的尘土跺下去。这是一个合一的见证，来回应那些拒绝他们的人。
In other words, disciples were told not to respond with any form of violence and or revenge.
换句话说，这些门徒被教导不用用任何形式的武力和报复。
These kinds of reaction are all wrong.
因为这些回应呢都是错的。
Anyway, Jesus' mission was not to call down fire from heaven on his opponents, but to save them.
总之，主耶稣的使命不是叫火从天上降下来烧灭他的反对者，而是他要救他们。
In the due time, God will judge those who reject Jesus.
当时候到了，神会来审判那些拒绝耶稣的人。
But as disciples of Jesus, we have to leave all this judgment not in our own hands, but in God's hand.
但是呢，作为耶稣的跟随者，我们要把这个审判的事情呢，让神去做，不要我们自己来做。
And we find that Jesus offers no easy discipleship.
做耶稣的门徒并不容易。
Christian discipleship is costly.
是要付很高的代价的。
In these verses, Jesus clarifies the basic nature of his call to mission.
在这些经文当中，他主耶稣就让更清楚地讲明了他的呼召的性质本质。
Those who would follow Jesus must first count the cost.
那些要跟随主耶稣的人呢，必须要好好的来计算代价。
And they need to know how much they must pay for to follow Jesus.
他们要好好的计算，为了要跟随耶稣，他们需要付多少的代价。
Because Jesus' followers will have to share in his shared sufferings.
因为跟随耶稣的人呢，在耶稣的也要与耶稣一同来受苦。
Because somehow rejection and opposition is part of Jesus' suffering.
因为拒绝和反对也是主耶稣所受的苦当中的一部分。
And at that time, Jesus was on a mission to Jerusalem. And what James and John suggest were just taking Jesus' eyes off his goal.
当时耶稣的决心呢是要向耶路撒冷去，但是雅各和约翰呢，他们所建议的事情呢，反倒是耶稣的眼目离开他的目标。
But Jesus says to them, "Let not take our eyes off the goal. Let's just go to another village."
所以呢，耶稣就跟他们讲，让我们的眼睛不要离开我们的目标，让我们去另外一个村庄。
These disciples did say something wrong.
这两位门徒呢，确实是说错了话。
But Jesus correct their mistake.
但是呢，耶稣呢，纠正了他们。
And Jesus brought them onto a new path and eventually reached the destination.
主耶稣呢，也带他们另外的从另外的一条路，并且最终到达了目的地。
I want to draw a conclusion to the message today.
我想要把我今天的讲到的结论说出来。
Do not let rejection and opposition take us away from following and serving Jesus.
不要让反对和拒绝使我们不跟随耶稣，不来侍奉他。
This is the point that we all want to learn from it.
Sorry.
This is the point we all want to learn from it.
这个呢，是我们今天一定要学的一个重要的点。
The Lord Jesus wants us to keep our eyes on the target.
主耶稣要我们把眼睛定睛在我们的目标上面。
Let us not take our eyes off the goal, but let us follow through in our faithful determination to serve the Lord Jesus.
让我们不要把我们的眼睛离开我们的目标，而是让我们继续定义侍奉主耶稣。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the Bible that reminds us how to be a disciples of you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们圣经，以至于我们可以学习怎么样来成为你的跟随者。
And we ask that, from the wisdom in the Bible that really prepare us, to walk through all the obstacles.
在圣经里面的智慧真的是来帮助我们怎么样来克服我们前面的所要受所要经历的阻碍。
Oh Lord, please love your church family.
神啊，求你继续的爱我们的教会。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们在信心上继续的坚定。
And fix our eyes upon you.
让我们定睛在你身上。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的美名。
Amen.
Amen.